It's 10:45 in the morning. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Emily Hunter. It's 12 degrees and mildly cloudy outside our East York studios. In the news today, the harmonized sales tax is kicking in early this spring. Starting this Saturday, some purchases will be hiked up with a 13% levy, including bus tickets, domestic airline flights, and theater tickets. Officially, the SHT isn't supposed to be coming into effect until early July, but the price tag for some items will be changing earlier than expected. Progress is being made on the Afghan detainee documents. Parliament ruled this week it does have the right to view the documents. But between censorship to full disclosure and politicians fighting on both ends, parties are now forced to find an agreement in the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, an early election could be called. Liberal leader Ralph Goodall says the first meeting was constructive and that a workable solution is in sight. Colonel Russell Williams will plead guilty to multiple murder and sexual assault charges, including 82 new charges. According to the Globe and Mail, sources say the Supreme Court has reached an agreement and the former commander will now plead guilty in his next court date. Williams, a graduate from University of Toronto in Scarborough, was charged with murdering two women and sexually assaulting two more last February. The 82 new charges are from a string of burglary-related cases now linked to him. A sheen of oil is growing, covering the Gulf of Mexico, after an oil rig explosion this month. U.S. Coast Guard Eric Swanson says cleanup crews are working around the clock to contain the spill.
The size of the spill is approximately 40 by 80 miles, and we've mobilized significant resources. And yesterday we were able to drop some additional dispersants with our aircraft.
The concern now is the oil reached the shore, affecting the marine ecosystem and fishing industries. Turning now to sports. Hockey star Henrik Sedin is up for nomination in the NHL's Most Valuable Player Award, the Hart Trophy. Sedin is the first Canadian hockey player to win an NHL scoring title and brought the Canucks to the Northwest Division Championship this year. From underdog in the Stanley Cup playoffs to shining stars, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Washington Capitals in a hockey match 2-1. It was a surprise victory after lagging behind the game's 3-1. A rough patch on the green for Tiger Woods this week. According to Sportsnet, it's the worst opening round Woods had at a PGA Tour since the Players' Championship 3 years ago, hitting several tee shots into the water and missing the putt. With these errant shots, he's in the woods again. And in entertainment. The red curtains is drawn as the Hot Dogs Festival begins. It's the seventh year of Hot Dogs, and it has quickly become North America's largest documentary film festival. According to Metro Toronto, the founders say the growth is because of a booming interest worldwide in documentaries. Nightmare on Elm Street is out today in theaters. That's right, pop icon Freddy Krueger hits the silver screen again. Forget about the old nightmares, we're told. This film is bringing us a new one, fit for the 21st century. But according to ABC News, rather than keep you up at night, this film will tuck you soundly to bed. It's a snooze fest more than a scare fest. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Emily Hunter. Have a great afternoon.